Nolte, and Why Democrats to Spend $10,000 Month to Care for Illegal Aliens. By John Nolte on August 29, 2023. While Americans sleep on the streets, New York will spend $10,000 a month to care for illegal aliens. Honestly, other than California, New York voters are some of the stupidest people I have ever come across. Why would anyone think this is okay with your own streets teeming with Americans in desperate need of help? New York taxpayers will dole out $20 million a month to house migrants on Randall's Island, reports the New York Post. That comes out to $10,000 per asylum seeker per month, if the site fills all of its 2,000 beds. Of course, the site will fill all of its beds. New York City is a proud and smug sanctuary city. His vice fraudulency Joe Biden has opened the borders to further the great replacement theory. And illegals love to get bused to New York, where they are coddled and cared for as they destroy parks and neighborhoods. The makeshift facility off Manhattan, the Post continues, is one of four migrant housing sites fully funded by the state as part of a desperate effort to keep up with the flood of migrants who have New York City at its breaking point. A well-placed source with the state told the Post over the weekend that the state is providing $20 million a month to run the Randall's Center. Can you imagine all the good the city could do for Americans and legal immigrants with $10,000 per month? I'm not naive, and I won't engage in hyperbole here. Obviously, too many people living on the streets of New York do not want help. But imagine what $10,000 a month could do for those who are looking for help. Detox. Psychiatric care. Hospitalization. Nutrition. We don't spend $10,000 a month on our veterans, but illegal aliens who have no legal authority to be here, who should be deported immediately. That's who New York Democrats care about. Blame the voters. About 100,000 men, women and children seeking asylum have arrived in New York City since the spring of 2022, with more than 57,000 currently staying in 198 emergency shelters in the five boroughs. The unprecedented influx has spilled out onto the streets of Manhattan, where scores of migrants were forced 2 weeks ago to sleep outside the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown, which was set up as a processing center. I don't blame Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY. I don't blame Mayor Eric Adams, DNYC. They are who they are. Nothing they have done is in any surprising or a bait and switch. Nope, there is no one to blame for this other than the idiotic voters. And these people are whining about a mere 100 million illegals, which is about 3% of what the border states are dealing with, all because Joe Biden refuses to do anything other than invite the third world to destroy our states and cities. New York Democrat voters can choose to buy the BS from their elected politicians who blame Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, for this, or they can choose to see the truth. It's Biden who opened the border. It's Adams who declared his city a sanctuary. It's the voters who approve this cruel insanity every 2 and 4 years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.